Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
My name is Marcelina Bonus.
You said Marcella?
Marcelina.
Marcelina, I apologize. Hi, Marcelina. And my name is
That's
Jessica
okay.
again. I'll be helping you out today. The call is being recorded here. And just to confirm, you don't
Okay.
already have a attorney assisting you with the claim?
No, I do not.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay, and would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And were you diagnosed with a type of non-Hodgkin lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, I was.
Great. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear. You said you were diagnosed, correct?
I was, yes.
Okay. Okay, and did you ever have any reoccurrences where it went to remission and came back, or was it one time?
No, it went into remission. It's so far, I'm good.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad to hear you're in remission. And do you know what year you were diagnosed?
Yes, that was 2018.
2018, okay. Okay. And were you spraying the product at home or at work or both?
At home.
At home. And were you the one doing the spraying yourself?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Okay, so it would have been direct exposure. You personally sprayed. Was it for like lawn care and maintenance? As far as
For
like
my garden,
garden?
my
Okay.
residence, yes. Yeah.
And then what city did you spray it in?
That would be in Ackworth, yeah, where I live.
What is it? Ackworth?
Ackworth, yeah. It's
Okay.
ACWORTH, Ackworth. I mean, I know it
Oh.
sounds weird.
No, it's okay. And what state?
It sounds funny with saying it, but I don't get used to
What state?
it. Georgia.
Georgia. Okay. And then were any other like family members, neighbors, anything like that also diagnosed and used it?
No,
No. Okay.
no.
And what was your age at time of diagnosis?
46.
46. Okay. And then do you know what year estimately, and this is just best to your knowledge, that you first started using the product and spraying it? Was it, like you moved into a home, moved location?
I remember, it was October, like the beginning of October 2005.
2005. Okay. And then when did
Yeah.
you, if you ever did you stop using it? Do you know what year that would have been, roughly?
Yeah, that would be 2017.
2017, okay. So roughly 12 years total.
Yes.
Okay. And then did you spray Roundup? And so, I apologize in advance. Some of the questions here are repetitive.
Okay.
But do you think you
That's
used the
okay.
product more than 10 days?
Oh, yeah, yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
And the phone you're speaking on, is it a smartphone
It's a smartphone.
or a landline? Okay. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then next here, I'm going to read through a list of illnesses. Just let me know if you were ever diagnosed with any of these. You can give me yes or no. HIV,
Okay.
AIDS, or an organ transplant?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis B or C?
No.
Epstein-Barr lupus?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis or diabetes?
No.
Okay, any other cancers other than the non-Hodgkin lymphoma? Any other cancers requiring
Absolutely none.
chemo? No. Okay. Any family history of
No.
cancer?
I believe, yeah, my aunt,
Your
I
aunt?
believe,
Okay.
my aunt, yeah.
Do you know what type of cancer?
I don't wanna give it. Well, I think it was lung. I think it was lung.
Lung, okay. And then next here, the injured party information. So you said it was the non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And then can you spell your first name for me?
M as in Mary, AR, C as in cat, A as in apple, L as in Larry, E as in echo, N as in Nancy, A as in apple.
Okay, so it's MARCALENA. Perfect. And then your last name?
V as in Victor, OU, N as in Nancy, AS as in Sam.
And it was V as in Victor, OU, N as in Nancy, AS.
S as in,
Yeah, okay. And then, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
No, thank you. And then, are you married?
No.
Okay, and then, what is your date of birth?
9672.
9/6/1972. And then, your social?
563-395-6444.
And again, it was date of birth 9/6/1972, and then social 5/6/3/3/9/5/6/4/4.
Yes.
Okay. And then, how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from like social media, TV, friend, family, doctor,
TV.
TV?
It was
Okay.
TV, and then soon after, friends and due to the symptoms and stuff I was having, so it kind of
Okay.
all snowballed.
Do you know what year you first became aware of the cancer may have been related to Roundup? It's just best to your knowledge.
Probably 2017.
2017, okay.
2016, 17, something like that.
And
I
then,
think.
that's okay. What is your height?
I'm 4'10".
4'10". And then your weight?
Right now, or when all this is going on, but right now I'm 125,
125, okay.
130, something like that. 125.
And then what is your email address?
It's marcelinavonis90@gmail.com.
So first name, last name, 90@gmail.com. And then is the phone you're speaking on your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then next here, we'll go through the Roundup usage information. So do you know how many, and this is just best to your knowledge, keep in mind, but do you know how many times per month you were using the product?
No less than three times.
Three times,
Three
okay.
times a month. Yeah.
And
And
then,
you're going in and out a little bit, so if I don't hear you, you're going like you're breaking up, choppy a little bit.
Oh, okay. I do apologize.
Just a little bit. Yeah, that's okay.
For the, how many, do you know how many months out of the year you were using the product? Was it year round? 6 months, 7 months?
It was year round. It
Year
was
round.
pretty much, yeah, it was yeah.
Okay. So that would be 36 times roughly per year total.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then times that by 12 years total would be 432 total times estimately.
Oh, boy.
And then did you spray Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, and then you already gave me the start date, estimated start date, which was
Mm-hmm.
October 2005, and then you stopped in roughly 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Did you
mm-hmm.
use any protective gear while applying Roundup?
Sometimes. I'm going to be honest, I got comfortable, I guess. And, it wasn't with protective gear all the time. More times than not, I was unprotected.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you were spraying it at home, so it would have been residential.
Mm-hmm. Residential.
You said it was for garden care. And then as far as states where you applied the product, it was just in Georgia?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you ever get your like home water from a well?
No.
Okay. And then were you ever exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Do you know what type of Roundup was used, like concentrated or premix?
It was concentrated. Yeah, it was in the green bottle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know where you were purchasing it, like Home Depot, Lowe's, Ace's, Tractor Supply, Walmart?
Walgreens. It was at
Walgreens.
Walgreens.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any receipts by chance? If not, no worries.
I doubt it.
Okay.
I can look. I doubt that very seriously, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any old bottles still in your possession? If not, again, no worries.
I don't believe so, but I can check, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay.
I don't believe they would be pertaining to that time.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Were you ever a cigarette smoker?
No.
Okay, and then are you currently employed?
No, I am not.
No. Okay, and then did you lose any time from work due to surgery or treatment?
Back then, no. It was like on and off work, so no, I'm just gonna say no on that one.
Okay, no worries. And
I
then
kind
have
of
you ever
dedicated
been...
myself to getting better.
Yeah, absolutely. Were you ever in the military?
No.
Okay, and then have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
None, never. This is my first.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever filed disability, workers' compensation, or bankruptcy?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. And then other than like minor traffic offenses, like a parking ticket, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Mm-hmm. That was a long time ago. Long time ago.
Okay. Okay, and then next year, the diagnosing information and medical treatment. Do you remember the diagnosing doctor?
My doctor was Dr. Spann, S-P-A-N-N, Cyril, C-Y-R-I-L, I believe.
R-I-L?
Yeah.
Okay. And what facility or hospital?
That was Piedmont Hospital.
Piedmont.
And that's in Atlanta.
Atlanta. Was Span his first name or last name?
Oh wow, you broke up like completely. I didn't
Oh,
hear any of that.
was Span SPANN his first name or last name?
That is his last name is Span, and Cyril was his first
Oh.
name. You sound like a robot.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know why it's doing that. I apologize.
Yeah, it sounds terrible. Okay, I'll do my
We're
best to
almost
hear what
done
you're saying.
though. Yeah.
Okay.
And then let me see here. He was also your treating doctor.
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me.
Okay, now you sound normal.
Okay, good. Was it on Piedmont? Is that on 1960, or excuse me, 1968 Peachtree Road?
Yes,
That's the
that's the
one.
one.
Okay. And then were you having treatments that same year?
Treatments was in 2018, so
2018. Okay.
I got the, yeah,
Okay, no worries.
the testing and treatment that all was in 2018.
And then, again, you would have a medical record to indicate the cancer diagnosis and type, at least with a doctor. Okay.
Yes, yeah, just give me time to get them together, and then, yeah, I could get those for you, no problem.
Okay. And then, they'll be requesting him the medical records as well.
Oh,
So don't worry if they do need like any help or anything like that, they'll reach out to you though. And then what kind of treatment did you receive? Whether like chemo, radiation, any surgeries?
I had surgery, lymph
Surgery.
node surgery, and yeah, then the 6 months of chemotherapy.
Oh gosh.
So that was 6 sessions.
Okay. And
And
then. Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
4424 Worth Street,
Worth?
Northwest, and Worth, just
Okay.
like Ackworth, but Worth.
Okay.
And that's yeah, Ackworth, Georgia, 30101.
Okay, so it's 4424 Worth Street, Ackworth, Georgia, 30101. Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. And then they do want to know how the diagnosis impacted your life, whether like any mental stressors, physical stressors, family, financial.
Oh my gosh. It was definitely stress is putting it lightly, on
Yeah, I know.
me, myself, and everyone that's close to me. So It was very difficult. Depression, things like that. But, you know, I wasn't diagnosed with depression, but definitely depression and things like that.
Yeah. And then lastly, the emergency contact. So they request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring they can continue on with the case for your loved ones. They'd only reach out to them if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Do you want to add one?
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Do they live with you?
I'm sorry, what did you just say? Because you sound like a robot again.
Oh, do they live with you?
I know you said an emergency contact, but the last part, huh?
Do they live with you?
Oh, no.
No, okay. And then do we have permission to contact them just in case?
I'll provide her phone number. It's my daughter. I'll provide her phone number and her name.
Okay. What's her name?
You know what? No. Patricia Bonus, but I would rather put it somebody who was going to, who would actually, like, if you couldn't get in contact with me, would, like, know more where I'm at or what's going on, okay? So my daughter, yes, but more this person. So, okay, Pedro.
That's Tosta. P-E-D-R-O?
R-O, uh-huh. Last name, Tosta. T as in Tom, O, T, S, T A. Tosta. T O S T A. Did I say that correctly?
T O S T A. And that's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, A.
Yes.
Okay. And then their relationship?
He's a good friend.
Good friend. Okay. And then their phone number?
Very good friend, yeah. It's 678-827. So, no, 267. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'm giving you the last part. Oh, my gosh.
It's 678.
Mm-hmm. 267-8327.
27. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah,
and
sorry
then,
about that.
No worries. Let me just make sure nothing else is needed real fast. Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over to you. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.